Okay, so you want to make it on Amazon, right? You want to find those products that are really going to take off in 2025. We've got a deep dive for you today.
We do that. This guide lays out some really interesting stuff. Some real insider knowledge about where the opportunities are going to be.
Exactly. So we're talking private label products, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to break down not just what makes a product a winner, but also those categories that are primed for success in 2025.
And just to give you a sense of the scale here, right? Remember back in 2023, third-party sellers, those were over 60% of Amazon sales.
Yeah, and private label was leading the pack when it comes to profitability.
Yeah, so for those who are maybe new to this whole thing, private label is all about having a product made by someone else, but you're selling it under your own brand. So you get to control, the look, the feel, you build your brand, and you're creating something of real value.
Okay, so let's get specific, right? We want to give people actionable advice.
Absolutely.
So first, what are those essential qualities that make a private label product a winner?
Okay, well, the guide highlights a few really important things, and the first one is finding that sweet spot.
Sweet spot.
Go high demand, but not a ton of competition.
Right.
They actually put some numbers on this. They say look for products with maybe 1,000 to 5,000 monthly searches,
Okay.
but with fewer than 50 reviews on those top listings.
So why are those numbers so crucial?
Well, think about it. The searches tell you that people are actively looking for this type of product,
Right.
right? There's a market.
Right.
But the low review count, that's the key because it means you're not up against huge established brands right off the bat.
Yeah, you don't want to go head to head with the giants right away.
Exactly. So it gives you a fighting chance to get your product seen without needing, $1 million marketing campaign.
Okay, so demand and a manageable level of competition makes sense.
Yeah.
Next up, the guide talks about profit margins. At least 30% profit after all the Amazon fees, shipping and advertising, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Why is that 30% so important?
Well, remember, you're going to be investing in this, right? Sourcing products, building your brand marketing.
Right.
That 30%, it gives you a buffer, like make sure you're actually making money after all those expenses, and it gives you room to grow and reinvest.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, this one might seem really basic, but the guide stresses small and lightweight products.
Yeah.
Aim for things under 2 or 3 pounds, about the size of a shoebox.
Right.
Why is that such a big deal?
Logistics, my friend. Shipping costs, smaller, lighter items are cheaper to ship both to Amazon and then to the customer.
Right.
And they take up less space in Amazon's warehouses, so you pay less for storage.
Okay, and there's probably a lower return rate too, right?
Yeah, often you see fewer returns with smaller, cheaper items. It's less risk for the buyer.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got demand, competition, profit margins, and size. What's next?
Customization and branding. This is where it gets interesting.
Right, the guide talks about easily adding your logo, custom packaging, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Why is that level of control so important in private label?
Because this is how you stand out. You can tweak the product, address those problems you see in competitor reviews, add a unique feature.
Right, you're not just selling some generic thing,
Yeah.
you're building your own brand identity.
Exactly. You're creating a connection with your customer, and that's what builds loyalty and allows you to expand later on.
Okay, and the final key characteristic, problem solving.
Yes.
Products that address a need or pain point.
This is huge. When someone has a problem, they are actively searching for a solution.
Makes sense.
So a product that solves that problem, it's much more likely to sell. Plus, happy customers leave good reviews, tell their friends.
Right, it all comes back to providing real value.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got our winning formula, high demand, low competition, strong margins, small, lightweight, customizable, and solving a problem.
Yeah.
Now, where are those golden opportunities in 2025? Let's dive into some categories. And the first one, home and kitchen.
Always a big one, right? And the guide says there's always room for innovation, even in established product types. So they kick off with smart storage solutions.
Okay, so what kind of products are we talking about here?
Think about it, those stackable pantry organizers.
Yeah.
You know the clear BPA-free ones that let you see everything?
Yeah, they're everywhere these days.
And underbed storage, especially those vacuum seal bags to save space.
Yeah.
And bathroom counter organizers, for makeup and stuff.
Right, all about maximizing space and keeping things tidy.
Exactly. And they even mention the typical price points here. You could sell these for 20 to 40 bucks.
Okay.
But the manufacturing cost is way lower, like $5 to $10. So there's that healthy margin we talked about.
Right. And it ties into that whole minimalism trend. People are looking for ways to declutter and simplify their lives.
Yeah. And it's not just about being tidy. It's about making your home more functional and efficient.
Okay. So smart storage solutions, definitely worth a look.
Yeah.
What else is happening in home and kitchen?
Well, premium bamboo kitchenware is another interesting area.
Bamboo. Okay. What's the big appeal there?
Sustainability. It's a renewable resource, so it's eco-friendly.
Right.
Plus, bamboo is durable, it's naturally antibacterial, and it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's got that kind of warm, natural aesthetic.
Exactly. So they suggest things like cutting boards with those handy juice grooves.
Yeah.
Utensil sets with ergonomic handles so they're comfortable to use.
Right.
Serving trays with separate compartments for, you know, cheese and crackers or whatever.
Right. It's about taking those everyday kitchen items and making them better, both functionally and aesthetically.
Yeah, you're adding value through design and materials.
Okay, and last one, in home and kitchen, reusable silicone food storage.
This one's huge. You know, everyone's trying to cut down on single-use plastic.
Absolutely.
So those silicone food storage bags are really popular.
Yeah.
And those stretch lids that fit over different containers.
Yeah, those are great.
And collapsible lunch containers for easy storage.
Okay, and the profit margins are pretty good there too, right?
Yeah, the guide says 40 to 50%.
Wow. And you've got that built-in appeal to environmentally conscious shoppers?
Yeah. It's a market that's only going to grow.
All right. Let's move on to health and wellness. This is a category that just keeps exploding.
It does. And the pandemic definitely accelerated that growth.
Yeah, for sure. So what's catching your eye here in terms of opportunities?
Well, massage guns and recovery tools are definitely hot right now.
Yep. Makes sense. Everyone's working out at home these days.
Right. So the guide suggests looking at those mini massage guns.
Okay.
More affordable, portable, and then targeted massage tools, you know, for specific muscle groups.
Right.
And foam roller sets with different densities for different needs.
It's all about preventing injury and speeding up recovery.
Yeah. People are investing in their home gyms and they need those recovery tools to go with it.
Makes sense. And these products can often command a higher price point too, right?
Yeah. People are willing to pay for quality when it comes to their health and well-being.
Okay. Another interesting subcategory here, premium yoga accessories.
Nice.
It sounds like it's moving beyond just the basic yoga mat.
Definitely the yoga market is getting more and more sophisticated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the guide suggests alignment mats, you know, with those guides to help you get into the right positions.
Right.
Cork yoga blocks, which are eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Non-slip yoga towels, those little anchor corners to keep them in place.
Cliffy.
And they even talk about premium packaging and educational inserts as ways to stand out.
Right. You're appealing to a more serious yoga practitioner.
Exactly. Someone who's really invested in their practice.
Okay. And last one in health and wellness, blue light blocking glasses.
This is a big one with all the screen time we're all getting.
Yeah, for sure.
So they suggest, you know, stylish frames that people will actually want to wear.
Right.
Gaming specific models with maybe a little magnification.
Okay.
Reading glasses with blue light protection built in.
So you're hitting multiple needs there.
Yeah. And the manufacturing costs for these are pretty low. So the profit potential is really good.
Interesting. All right, let's move on to pet products. This is another category that's always in demand.
It is. People love their pets and they're willing to spend money on them even when times are tough. Yeah. It's pretty recession-proof.
Exactly. So what are we looking at here for 2025?
Well, interactive pet toys are a big one.
Yeah, mental stimulation for pets is so important.
Right.
So they talk about puzzle feeders, you know, where the pet has to figure out how to get the treats.
Right.
Automatic ball launchers, maybe smaller ones for indoor use.
Okay.
And interactive cat toys with unpredictable movements to keep them engaged.
Keeps them from getting bored.
Exactly. And the pricing looks good here. Decent profit margins.
Another area the guide mentions, orthopedic pet beds.
Yeah, I mean, pets are part of the family, right?
Absolutely.
So people want them to be comfortable, especially as they get older.
Right.
So they suggest memory foam beds with washable covers.
Yeah.
Cooling beds for those hot summer days.
Okay.
And those calming donut beds for anxious pets.
Those are popular.
Yeah, and the profit margins look really good here, too.
Okay, and last one, in pet products, pet grooming tools.
Yeah, more and more people are grooming their pets at home these days.
Right. It saves money and it can be a bonding experience.
Mm. Yeah. So they mentioned de-shedding brushes for different types of coats.
Okay.
Quiet nail grinders so you don't freak out your pet.
Yeah, those are key.
And portable bathing systems for easy cleanup.
Right. So again, you're solving a problem, making life easier for pet owners.
Exactly. And the profit margins are pretty attractive.
Okay, let's switch gears to beauty and personal care. This is always a huge category on Amazon.
It is, and there's always something new coming out.
So where are the opportunities in 2025?
Well, skincare tools are really hot right now.
Yeah.
People are doing more and more at-home facials.
Makes sense.
So they talk about face ice rollers for reducing puffiness.
Okay.
Gua sha stone sets, maybe include some instructional guides with those.
Right.
And LED light therapy masks, those are becoming more affordable.
Yeah, I've seen those around.
The pricing looks good here. You can source these for relatively cheap and sell them for a decent markup.
Another area, hair growth solutions. This feels like a market that's always going to be there.
It is. People are always concerned about hair loss. So they suggest scalp massagers to stimulate blood flow.
Okay.
Hair growth serums with natural ingredients. Yeah. And microneedling scalp rollers.
Now, these are products where branding is really important.
Yeah. You need to build trust and credibility, especially with something like hair growth.
Absolutely. Okay. Last one in beauty and personal care travel. Beauty organizers.
Ah, yes. Travel is back in a big way.
Yeah, for sure.
So people need ways to pack all their beauty products without, you know, making a mess.
Right.
So hanging toiletry bags with clear compartments are really popular.
Yeah.
Leak-proof silicone containers.
Essential.
Compact makeup organizers with built-in mirrors.
Okay, so again, it's all about solving a problem, making travel a little bit easier.
Exactly. And the profit margins look solid here, too.
All right, let's talk about office and productivity. This category has really changed with the rise of remote work.
It has. Working from home is the new normal for a lot of people.
Yeah, so what are the key areas here for 2025?
Well, ergonomic desk accessories are huge.
Makes sense. People need to set up comfortable workspaces at home.
Yeah, so they talk about adjustable laptop stands so you can get the right height. No. Portable standing desk converters.
Yeah.
Ergonomic rest for your keyboard and mouse.
Okay, so preventing strain and discomfort.
Exactly. And there's a wide range of price points here, depending on the features and quality.
Okay, another interesting subcategory, digital planners and productivity journals.
This is a cool one. It's like the best of both worlds, you know, analog and digital.
Right.
So they suggest productivity journals that use those evidence-based methods for focus and efficiency.
Yeah.
Digital planning notepads that are reusable but feel like you're writing on paper.
Interesting.
Goal setting systems with tracking mechanisms.
So it's all about helping people stay organized and on track.
Yeah. And the guide emphasizes that branding is key here. You know, you need to create a premium feel to justify those higher price points.
Okay. And last one, in office and productivity noise management solutions.
Yes. This is a big one for anyone who's ever tried to work from home with kids or roommates.
For sure.
So desk dividers with sound-absorbing materials are really popular.
Yeah.
White noise machines with specific soundscapes for work.
Okay.
And even acoustic panels to improve the sound quality of your home office.
Right. So you're creating a more focused and productive environment.
Exactly. And the profit margins are pretty good here, too.
Okay. We're almost there. There are just a couple more categories to go.
Yeah.
Fitness and outdoors. What's looking promising in 2025?
Well, resistance band sets are always a good bet.
Yeah, they're so versatile and space-saving.
Right, so they suggest those fabric bands that don't slip.
Okay.
Progressive resistance sets with door anchors for more variety.
Right.
And even full-body workout systems that come with guides or online resources.
So you're providing a complete package.
Exactly. And the pricing is pretty accessible, so it could be a good entry point for new sellers.
Okay. Another area, compact camping gear.
Yeah. People are all about lightweight and portable these days.
For sure.
So collapsible cookware is really popular.
Yeah.
Ultralight hammocks with bug nets.
Yeah.
Packable camping pillows that are super compact.
Right. So it's all about minimizing bulk and weight without sacrificing comfort.
Exactly. And there's good profit potential here if you can offer some innovative features and strong branding.
Okay. And last one in fitness and outdoors, hydration products.
This is a market that just keeps growing.
It does. Everyone's obsessed with their water bottles.
Yeah. So they suggest collapsible water bottles with built-in filters.
Okay.
Insulated bottles with those time markers to help you track your intake.
Right.
And bottles specifically for electrolyte drinks.
So you're catering to specific needs and preferences.
Exactly. And the pricing is good here. Decent margins.
All right. Last category, tech accessories. This is a fast-moving space, so it's always interesting to see what's coming up.
It is. So what are they highlighting for 2025?
Well, magnetic mounting systems are still going strong.
Makes sense. Everyone's got multiple devices these days.
Right.
So car phone mounts with stronger magnets.
Yep.
Adjustable tablet holders.
Okay.
Desktop charging stands with magnetic attachments for a cleaner look.
It's all about convenience and keeping things organized.
Exactly. And the pricing is pretty reasonable for these types of products.
Another area, wireless charging stations.
Yes. Multi-device charging is becoming the norm.
Yeah.
So they suggest those 3-in-1 chargers for phone, watch, and earbuds.
Right.
Foldable wireless chargers that are great for travel.
Yeah.
Fast charging pads with better heat management.
Safety is key.
Absolutely. And if you can get those certifications and emphasize quality, you can command a premium price.
Okay. And the last tech accessory opportunity, cable management solutions.
This is one we can all relate to, right?
Oh, yeah. The struggle is real.
So under-desk cable management trays are popular.
Yeah.
Magnetic cable clips for organizing those cords.
Okay.
Cord concealment systems for those wall-mounted TVs.
Right. So you're hiding those unsightly cables and creating a cleaner look.
Exactly. And the profit margins on these products are really good.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
But I think it's clear that there are some amazing opportunities in the Amazon private label market in 2025.
Yeah, if you're willing to do your research and put in the work, there's definitely a potential for success.
Absolutely. And as this guide has shown us, finding that winning product is all about finding that balance between demand and competition, offering something unique and building a strong brand.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, building a successful Amazon business takes time and effort.
Right. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. And here's something to think about as you move forward.
Go.
Pay attention to those evolving consumer trends. You know, think about how things like sustainability, ergonomics, convenience are shaping the market.
Right. Those are all huge factors.
They are. And, you know, don't just take these categories as a fixed list. Use them as a starting point to spark your own ideas.
Yeah. Do your research find those niche opportunities that maybe haven't been fully explored yet?
Exactly. And the best time to start exploring those opportunities is now.
Absolutely. So get curious. Get out there and see what you can find.
There's a whole world of potential waiting on Amazon, just waiting for you to discover it.
That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for tuning in.
And good luck out there.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Bye.